The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, the prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick, she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick, she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive 'em wild, swinging to and fro. With a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there, man, this chick had wiggles to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Frank Sinatra, Old MacDonald. It's so great. The story of the song went by Justin's little studio. Justin puts he's the kid that puts all the music together for us. And I said, Old MacDonald. He goes, yeah, Joe, dude, was that story true about Old MacDonald? And I guess, I think it is where Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra said that Bing Crosby, back in the day, man, he says, oh, I can record anything, it'll be a hit now. And Crosby called him out, I'll make a bet. I bet you can't do Old MacDonald. And the old man, Frank Sinatra, goes, yeah, well, yes, I can. And he recorded it, and it became a hit. I have done that on stage. It's a tough song to do. It swings. But, you know, Five Boroughs, when you think of the lyrics, very politically incorrect. You can't talk about the gals swinging to and fro, mama me. You know, you got to watch what you say on everything nowadays, for crying
out loud. That's for
sure.
Well, you know, we spoke about this yesterday.
Yeah.
So much of the stuff from 40 or 50 years ago would be considered sexist, racist, misogynist by today's standards. So, look, the world changes, and I don't think it's appropriate to judge stuff that happened in the 50s, 60s, even the 70s by today's standards.
I know. It's so true, Frankie. And then I'm thinking what we did on Saturday Night Live. Also, when you think about Frank Sinatra, when he said that lady is a tramp, she's a tramp. And then, now, that's kind of sexist. And that chick, she's a tramp. He even changed it to champ in his later years, if you remember. That's why the chick is a champ. But everything, you have to be so careful. But what's curious, too, as we go into tax reform, Peter King will join us. Congressman Peter King, I've never seen him as fired up about anything as I have about this tax reform.
Let me read you this tweet that he put out 2 days ago about the budget director, Mick Mulvaney.
Yes, yes, yes.
From Sandy Aid to tax reform, Mick Mulvaney tries to screw New York, probably feels inferior because New York subsidizes his state of South Carolina. Whoa.
I know. I heard him say it. He was on, I think, Martha's show, and he said, boom, he came out. And you know, he's not wrong. I don't know. And I want to ask him, and I did ask him before, when you're one-on-one with the president, I guess they're very close. It's a New York thing, you know. Mr. President, look, yes, Congressman King, I mean, can you just lay off of this tax situation, this tax reform thing? But I don't, something tells me he's not voting for it. We know Dan Donovan's not voting for it. And now the Wisconsin senator is not voting for it. But it seems like it's going to pass anyway, Frankie.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, they must feel pretty good about it. Otherwise, they wouldn't put it up for a vote today. Remember when it didn't look like they had the votes on health care reform, they pulled it. They didn't put it up for a vote. So I think Paul Ryan would not be putting it on the floor today if he weren't confident that they had at least 218 votes today.
Well, Frankie Five Boroughs, that and also this Roy Moore thing. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of it. Who's accusing what? When Gloria Allred appears with a woman, forgive me, and help me out, and you're welcome to call anytime, 877-970-2999. As soon as Gloria Allred comes out, I'm thinking something's up. This isn't real. This is just to embellish the reputation, for better or for worse, of Gloria Allred. It's all about Gloria Allred when this happened. I'm not buying it for a second. Am I being sexist when I say that? I mean, this happened so many years ago, and you know, Arthur Idala was talking about it. All of a sudden, this comes out 40 years later, and I'm not in any stretch of the imagination sticking up for this guy, Judge Moore. I don't understand it. I don't know. And when they asked the president about it, I hope the president goes, "Look, I didn't want the guy in anyway." I mean, you know, just like that. But Frankie, it's just one woman after another woman, and then this is the narrative of the news media. Why? Because this guy is a Republican. When you should be talking about the corruption trial of a United States senator from New Jersey in Bob Menendez. That is a riveting story. And the fact that he may very well walk. And you know what? Innocent until guilty. But I predicting it's going to be a hung jury, and Judge Walz is not going to be able to hold that jury down. Does the Department of Justice come back and go after Menendez again? But Menendez is going to walk, and make him stronger than ever. I'm telling you, he beat the United States government. So, but no, we want to get salacious, Frankie Five Boroughs, and we're going to talk about more women from this Judge Moore. Now, his numbers in Alabama, as he makes the Senate run, are down. He's down 12%, correct?
That's right. Depending on the poll you look like, you look at, it appears he, in one poll, shows him cratering, his support cratering, and the RNC has cut off funding. The just about every Senate Republican has called for him to withdraw, but he's defiant. At least as of yesterday, he says he is not withdrawing. He is sticking in this race.
What do you think, Frank? What do you think? What's your prediction on this one, Five Boroughs?
Well, I mean, look, if the Democrats can't win this seat, then they should stop running candidates. I think that's it. I mean, if you can't win a seat against somebody that's this scandal-plagued, who now will have very little money, then that's it. I mean, it will always be a solidly Republican seat. I think the only he's on the ballot, right? So the only option for the Republicans at this point is pursuing a write-in strategy. And I think probably the only write-in that would be in a position to win is the Attorney General, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
You said that early on. I'm one of the first to say it. Mike Gallagher was talking about it. Everybody's talking about that. Now that was, of course, we always seem to say first on this program, and it wasn't me. It was Frankie, you know, and then it catches on. Don't know that that's going to happen because apparently there has been several people within Jeff Sessions' camp that said he does not want to go back to the Senate in Alabama. Is that true, Frankie?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, he apparently very much likes his job as Attorney
Which is
General.
Amazing to me.
It is. So, and, you know, he did it for, I guess, close to 20 years being in the Senate. So I think maybe he feels this is the, you know, he doesn't want to take a step backwards. He's done everything he can in the Senate. And he was, when he was in the Senate, it's so funny, you know, Roy Moore is very anti-McConnell. McConnell doesn't want Moore at all. But Sessions, who by comparison looks like very mainstream establishment, he was the odd man out in the Senate. He did not get along with kind of the Senate Republicans boys club in terms of legislating. Everyone had nothing but nice things to say about him as a person. No allegations that he was difficult to deal with or anything like that. But whether it was immigration, border security, law enforcement issues, he was sort of a lonely voice in the wilderness legislatively. So it's so interesting that all these Republicans, now that he's there, what they view as their last ticket to hold on to this seat, they all want him back. But it just goes to show you that a week's a lifetime in politics, and that politics makes strange bedfellows. But it's like a drip, drip, drip with Roy Moore. Everything, every day, a different story comes out. You know, I don't know how much long, I don't know if he's going to be able to withstand this for a month.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, but he is what an interesting character and a political phenom. And, of course, that is the headline news. Ed Henry is going to join us in a little while. We're going to be talking with Ed about Roy Moore, about the Russia investigations that won't go away, and tax reform. Here's another story. Several Democratic members of Congress are introducing articles of impeachment. You heard this against President Trump on Capitol Hill today. Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee, a joint congressman. And Louis Gutierrez of Illinois, Al Green of Texas, Adriano Espala of New York. Yeah, forgive me. I'm reading the story. This is they call for an impeachment hearing by the House Judiciary Committee, not an impeachment vote. On what grounds?
on what grounds? And I don't know the grounds here. And we'll talk to Frankie about it in 2 seconds. But the fact of the matter is, do these representatives have nothing better to do than to go after Donald Trump? And you can't tell me in the bowels of Congress, they're underneath the Capitol going, all right, you go after him. All right, Steve, you go after him. Adriano, you go after him for this. Al, you go. It's like they plan these things. But, Frank, this is ridiculous. They have nothing on Donald Trump in this regard. It's a waste of money. They don't talk about jobs. They don't talk about initiative. They don't talk about platforms for the party. They're going after Donald Trump. Why? Because they got nothing. They got nothing, and this is a big waste of time. The fact of the matter is, when you told me, did you mention this yesterday, Frankie, about Andrew Johnson, Abe Lincoln's vice president? Did they impeach him? What were the grounds they impeached him on?
Well, high crimes and misdemeanors.
That was the Woody Allen movie. I'm asking, what exactly did he get impeached for?
but he was impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors by the House, and he was acquitted in the Senate by one vote.
Tell me again?
Yeah, so he was impeached by the House, and then they have a trial.
But there must be specific crimes.
No, I mean, that's the thing with impeachment. It's basically a political process, but it was for high crime. The Constitution spells out what you can be impeached for, and so they adopted for Johnson 11 articles detailing what they called high crimes and misdemeanors. It's very obscure stuff by today's standards. But really what it was so Johnson was a Democrat, right? Even though Lincoln picked him as his running mate in 1864, he was a Democrat.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a relationship with a lot of the congressional Republicans. And the Republicans that were in control of Congress after the Civil War were radical Republicans. They wanted the South punished like a conquered nation. That wasn't what Lincoln wanted. And Lincoln had the popularity within the Republican Party to get what he wanted.
Yeah,
Johnson
yeah.
did not. So Johnson went along with what Lincoln wanted and did not treat the South, was not going to treat the South like a conquered nation. The radical Republicans that controlled Congress said, you want to do that? Well, we're impeaching you. And they did impeach him in the House, and he was acquitted by one vote in the U.S. Senate. And one of the great, obviously did not get reelected, but in one of the great comeback stories of all time, later got elected to the U.S. Senate and had to serve with the very same people that voted to remove him from office.
Wow. So what do they got on Donald Trump?
Nothing. But that's all impeachment is, though. It really is just a political process, much more than a legal one. So what this is here, this is the best thing politically that could happen to Donald Trump. You think the voters in the purple and blue states that Trump won, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the the promises that President Trump made, with the exception of trade, when it comes to the economy, haven't yet come to fruition yet. And so the voters that voted for Trump in the hopes of turning things around, they could be kind of perturbed. Now, you have these guys talking about impeachment, and that has even less to do with improving the lives of people in the Rust Belt, farmers that have been left behind, guys that worked in manufacturing that are now without a job.
Kids you're killed say, in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to say, that the answer to that is impeaching Donald Trump. Politically, in the states that are purple and blue that Trump won, this is the best thing that could happen for this. If the Democrats want to make sure they lose the presidency in 2020, this is what they should do. Keep focusing on impeachment and Russia collusion and Russian investigations. This will not turn one Trump voter into a Democrat voter for 2020. Not happen.
Frankie Five Boroughs speaking the truth 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Now, President Trump says the U.S., this is from yesterday, will no longer tolerate unfair trade practices at the White House yesterday. The president said he noted renewed respect for the U.S. during his 12-day five-nation trip. He stressed that America's standing in the world has never been stronger. President Trump said he insisted on fair and reciprocal deals with trade partners. He also vowed to continue efforts to unite the the world against North Korea's nuclear menace, and the president said the regime must be completely isolated until it ends its nuclear program. It was a great speech, he said. But what made news? He stopped and he took a sip of water, not unlike Marco Rubio. And then as soon as that happened, Ed Henry from Fox News tweeted something out and with a hashtag Watergate. Of course, that kind of stuck. Of course, what is trending? President Trump drinking Fiji water. And we'll talk to Ed Henry about that momentarily. Ed is the chief national correspondent for Fox News Channel. Talking about Ed, about Roy Moore, about the Russia investigation, and a lot of politics with Ed Henry. And baseball, too. Al Gattula, help me out before we break. MVP that today. They're choosing in both leagues, they're choosing the MVP today?
Yes, I believe so.
Right? And Cy Young? Not Cy Young today as well.
No, the Cy Young was...
Cy Young was last night.
Happened last night? Tell me what happened.
I have to find the story. I don't have it off the top
of my
head.
What? Because I see it just went, that went away. Because you know why? Because Aaron Judge wasn't up for it. Aaron Judge...
see, all you care about is Yankees.
I know.
All you care about.
Max Scherzer from the Nationals won the National League.
Right, and Corey Kluber won the American League.
I think that's his third Cy Young, finished ahead of Kershaw.
Wow.
So that's really, really impressive.
Thank you, boys. And Aaron Judge, the great Yankee who got the Rookie of the Year award. Does he get MVP? Al doesn't think so. We're hoping that he pulls that off, but that's going to be
maybe.
A tough
but
one.
I don't think so. He'd only be the third player to ever do that. So
yeah. All right. We'll check it out. Ed Henry coming up. Piscopo in the morning. 877-970-2999. Brandy Scott is on the roads in for Debbie Duhaime this morning. Debbie's down in Atlantic City with the League of Municipalities. But let's go to Brandy right now to check out the traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Disabled vehicle on the Verrazano Bridge, lower level heading westbound. You're going to see heavy delays around the Gowanus ramps. It's blocking the left lane there. We do have flooding on 278 eastbound by Cadman Plaza in the right lane. It's making it a slow ride from around Atlantic Ave. Crash on the Belt over by Lefferts Boulevard. Still out there. Heavy delays start around exit 24B and more heavy delays southbound on the West Side Highway because of an accident. Two lanes are blocked approaching West 57th Street. You're on the brakes from around Dykeman Street. Alternate side street parking is in effect today. And checking your weather, rain's going to taper off this morning, giving way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon, close to about 60 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine to go around. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. This report is brought to you by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of an education or drop out and help their family put food on the table. You can help change the future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T's wireless network experienced a widespread failure last night. Cell phone customers were not able to place or receive calls. An AT&T spokesman tells the Wall Street Journal users should restart their devices, which should resolve the issue. AT&T didn't say what caused the outage or how many people were affected. Victoria's Secret sales declined in the summer and early fall, though Bath and Body Works sales increased. Both retail chains are owned by L Brands. Glass tables from IKEA are shattering. The New York Post says the Consumer Product Safety Commission has received more than a dozen complaints of the tables cracking. So far, it has not issued a recall. The Dow is down 138 points yesterday, the NASDAQ was down 31, and the S&P lost 14. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me tonight at 7 p.m. when the New York Islanders host the Carolina Hurricanes. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
No one likes waking up in the morning, but when you have to, there's no better way to wake up than to a fresh, hot cup of Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Premium blended and roasted to perfection. Better coffee a billionaire's money can't buy. Available at Christie's.
I want you to put something on your to-do list, and it's to go see the movie Wonder. I read the book last year after my daughter called me in tears saying, "Mom, you've got to read this right now." Well, she was right. I did. And it's one of the most heartwarming, life-affirming, beautiful stories. And now it's a movie. It stars Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson. And Wonder is the true story of August Pullman, or Augie, as he's known to his family. Augie was born with facial differences. And after a lot of surgeries, his family held their breath as he entered public school in the fifth grade.
Prepare for blast off. Have fun.
Wonder will make you laugh. You will cry. You'll give thanks for a film that celebrates life, love, kindness, and grace. I haven't loved a movie this much in a long time, and I know you're going to feel the same way.
What excites me about this movie is that it teaches other people to choose kind, and hopefully it'll make the world a better place.
Do not miss Wonder, opening this Friday in a theater near you.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio on AM 970. The Answer around the United States of America and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. We appreciate you listening, but we are live and we are local in the greatest city in the world, in New York. Ed Henry, Chief National Correspondent for the Fox News Channel, kind enough to take time out of his busy schedule to join us. Ed, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Yeah, Joe, I don't really have a lot of time, so...
Can you make it quick? Can you make it quick?
I love how you say, you know, he's really busy. Doesn't have a lot.
No, but you, I know you. I don't know how you do it. You know, I know you're standing by. Are you outside the White House? Could you give us your location, Mr. Henry?
My location is on my living room couch right now. I work kind of late, you know. We have all these live, late-breaking local shows with Shannon Bream and Laura Ingraham. And
I know.
So I work until the late wee hours. You're already in bed.
I know. Listen, we appreciate it. And you hashtagged Watergate after the president took a sip. That was you, man. I saw it. I stand witness to that, Ed Henry. That was so smart.
You know, he had some fun with Marco Rubio when he couldn't, you know, when he couldn't get through his speech a couple of years ago. And so I thought it was funny that the president, you know, it was pretty good product placement. He was probably mad that he didn't have any Trump water standing by. He had to give Fiji a shout out.
You're right. Oh, you know what I was thinking of? Ed, there was somebody, as soon as that happened, and he went, they forgot the water. Somebody just, I would have quit right there. If I was the guy, I would have put in my resignation before the end of the speech. You know what I mean?
This president, if the water guy doesn't have the water, because he had to reach for it. He said, "Where is it? It's not here." All right, never mind. And then he found it.
Yeah.
And he had to stop his speech, and then he drank it with two hands. You know, it's also funny, though, is the way people react on social media. You know, there's half the country thinks it's funny, and the other half is like, fake news. Why is everyone going after the president for drinking water? And it's sort of like lightened up. No one's going after him about it.
I know.
Sort of a light moment. It was a light moment. But yeah, so
yeah. No, Ed, that's all I want to ask you about, because you're down there all the time and you're in Washington all the time. Check it out. Wouldn't it be fun if President Trump just kind of tweeted about that, saying, "Well, looks like what goes around comes around. I went after Marco, and now it's me. And hey, Marco, let's have a drink together." Something lighthearted like that. Wouldn't it be nice if the president did that?
It'd be nice if he did that, or Covfefe, or something like that. Fiji. No, in all seriousness, I do think there'd be something to be said for the president. He has such a following on Twitter. He has his critics who say, "Why are you tweeting? It's beneath the dignity of the office." When in fact, I think, look, it's a tool at his disposal.
Yep.
It's a modern tool. He reaches millions of people. Fine. But sometimes the tone could just be pulled back a little bit. And like you say, why not just have a little fun with it? Instead of, let's get into a fight with Bob Corker or Marco Rubio or whoever. Because, look, he needs people like Bob Corker right now with this tax bill. I think that, they were hoping to get a major legislative victory here by the end of the year. And we're pretty close to Thanksgiving and they're still struggling.
I know, but we're fired up about it in the Northeast, Ed Henry, and Peter King coming on the show momentarily. We're fired up. You can't write off. They think, really, the administration thinks that all of a sudden New York and New Jersey are going to go, "Oh, we'll lower your taxes because you're federal tax. Now you can't write off this." That'll never happen. It's the way they exist in the Northeast, man.
Sure. And, I was at a breakfast yesterday with Mark Penn, who used to be, pollster for Bill Clinton, among other people. But when Clinton was in the White House and he helped plot, some of those Clinton comebacks when he had tough days in the White House. And one of the things he was laying out is he has a new poll out. You find it at the Hill newspaper, and he does some work with them. And he was basically saying it was polling at 70-75% across the country, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, saying my taxes are too high, I want tax cuts, I want tax reform, you name it, no matter how you frame the question. But then he showed us a poll that basically, less than 50% think that this bill is any good, this current tax bill. The point is that the president and the Republicans on the Hill have not come together yet on a bill that they can really sell and sell effectively. And my point about, a big majority wants lower taxes. Everybody wants lower taxes, right? But this should be something that's relatively easy, especially when you have the House, the White House, the Senate. And instead, they seem like they can't get out of their own way. And they can't come up with something that most of the country could support. I think if the president could just tweak this bill in some of the ways that you suggested, he could have the whole country rally behind him. And he really needs that before the end of the year. Otherwise, he's going to exit the first year in office without really a major legislative victory.
Although getting great reviews, the president is, for his Asia trip. Very impressive. Yes, Ed?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's why he made the case directly yesterday himself. We were joking about the water. Why did he come out in the first place? He probably needed the water because he was just in Asia for 12 days, dehydrated and jet-lagged, like anybody would be. And I'm not joking about it, right?
True.
But he came out and made the case himself
because
he knows that the mainstream media is not going to give him any credit. And the fact of the matter is, he had deal after deal that he signed in every one of those countries. That means, billions of dollars coming back to America in better trade deals. And that means jobs. That means American jobs. And that's the kind of thing that he needs to be hitting. And he did it yesterday.
You know, Ed Henry, before we let you go, man, it's true, though. He's 71 years old. And I'm older. You're a young man. And I thought, and we've hung out, and you're a great, fun guy. And but man, when we were at the Tunnel to Towers Run where people were going to run, you actually ran that. Donald Trump is in great shape. How does he maintain that? I mean, they don't say, well, he's gaining weight, this and the other thing. 71 at that pace that he just went through in Asia?
Yeah, you got to give the guy. Days in Asia.
Huh? Amazing.
I've done trips like that covering President Obama. It's grueling. And on the clock, they're like 12, 13 hours ahead. So when you're doing your show at 7 a.m., it's evening over there, and your body is just totally thrown off. No. I mean, look, he said in the campaign, and people laughed, this guy, Jeb Bush is low energy and Hillary doesn't have the stamina. And everybody kind of laughed at him like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you know what? He outworked everybody in the campaign. And I think he's doing the same now. But I do think, you kind of hinted at it with the Twitter comment you made a couple minutes ago. If he would just pull back a little bit, I'm not talking about on his pace, but on just sort of the attacks. And, I think people are getting a little exhausted, if nothing else, of just this constant warfare. It's like, take a step back, take a breath, You know, sometimes you see it in your own life. You try to do too much at once.
Yep.
And you don't accomplish. Like I say, they're trying to do, to their credit, the administration, a whole bunch of big initiatives at once. But hey, they haven't gotten the tax thing done yet. They haven't got health care done yet. Oh, by the way, what about that infrastructure thing they were talking about? That would help New York and New Jersey and Connecticut.
Yep.
If they spent billions of dollars on infrastructure. But
Ed Henry.
Any of that done.
No, you're right. Ed Henry, appreciate it. Aaron Judge, Ed. I'm just saying. Aaron Judge, MVP Look today. Come on.
I don't get a chance. I don't get a chance to see him. I haven't. I've been promised these tickets for a long time. we're going to the Yankees. Let's go next year, buddy.
And Henry, we love you, man. Thank you so much.
Right, love you too. I think Altuve is probably going to win today, but I love Judge.
All right, thanks, Ed Henry. Yes, I'll get the tickets, Ed. Oh, he won't let me forget that. Chief National Correspondent for the Fox News Channel, Mr. Ed Henry. Always appreciate Ed jumping on the air with us. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning at 7:34. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are on the hunt for a man who assaulted a female police officer in Queens. Cops were called to the Queens Plaza and an R subway station for a report of a man who had jumped a turnstile. The female officer stopped the man on the station's mezzanine, shoved her to the floor, and fled aboard a northbound train. The suspect, described as an Asian male, 20 to 25 years old, about 5'5" tall, last seen wearing a red, white, and blue winter hat, black leather jacket, and blue jeans. Anyone with information is urged to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-577-TIPS. The officer was taken to a nearby hospital with injuries to her back and hand. A 500-year-old Leonardo da Vinci painting fetching a fortune on the auction block, a work called Salvador Mundi, sold for $450 million with fees yesterday at Christie's in New York City. An art collector bought what he thought was a copy of the long-lost painting more than a decade ago for $10,000. After being restored, it was determined to be one of only 15 known paintings by the artist. It was expected to go for at least $100 million, but far exceeded that amount as bids came in from around the world. The final price shattered the old record for a work of art being sold at auction, passing Picasso's Women of Algiers, which went for $179 million in 2015. The new owner is keeping his identity private. In sports, college hoops, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Seton Hall beat Indiana 84-68. Tim Hardaway Jr. scoring 26 points. Knicks rallying to beat the Jazz 106-101. Rangers surrendering 5 goals in the third period, lost 6-3 to the Blackhawks in Chicago. And the Islanders will host the Hurricanes tonight at Barclays Center. 7 o'clock faceoff, and it's all right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
West Side Highway is the worst of it right now. We've got a disabled vehicle on the northbound side approaching 96th Street. That's blocking a lane. You are stop and go from around exit 10 southbound. All lanes temporarily closed approaching West 57th Street. We've had an earlier crash that's been out there for a while. Delays start around Dyckman. Harlem River Drive packed on the southbound side from Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. On the Cross Island heading northbound, you're jammed between the Grand Central and the Whitestone. Westbound on the Grand Central, you're very heavy from Northern Boulevard to the BQE. We have an accident on the BQE westbound over by the Kosciusko Bridge. It's taking out the right lane there. And another accident on Route 3 westbound in New Jersey by Bloomfield Ave in the right lane. You're going to see heavy delays starting from around 21. Checking weather. Rain is going to taper off this morning, giving way to partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Close to about 60 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, you can expect lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Steve Adubato. AM 970 listeners want the whole story, not just simple sound bites. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for important conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Steve Adubato. 7:39 right now with the Jersey Joe. Shelley Goldberg will join us in a moment. And we're going to talk about where to go, Joe. Tell you what's happening this weekend and around this week in New York, New York. Can I tell you first about Route 22 Toyota? No hidden fees over there. No back and forth over there. No pressure. No wasting time dealing with dummies. You don't want to deal with dummies when you buy a car. Alex Cancella gives you those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers, right? Now you got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 745. It's 740 right now. I'll give you the 745. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you'll get that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Here is the number for that free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. All European makes excluded. Get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You got till 7:45 at 7:40 right now. 855-621-9949. We love Route 22 Toyota, and you will too. Route 22 Toyota is right there. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's time for Where to Go, Joe, with Shelley Goldberg. Brought to you by the ARC at JFK. The Animal Health and Reception Terminal at JFK Airport, where your pets are pampered.
Jersey Joe on the radio. We love that. 7:41 right now. Shelley Goldberg, former parenting correspondent on New York One and the newest member of the AM 970 family. Let me formally welcome Shelley to the airwaves. Great to see you yesterday, girl. Great to have you in the studio today. How are you, Shelley?
Thank you, Joe. I wanted to join the party, have more fun here. I've been listening to you forever, and between Al, Frank, and Debbie, you're all having such a great time. I figured I want to join the party.
Hey, well, you listen, we're honored to have you here,
Thank
Shelley.
You.
It's
Thank
great.
You.
And I love this ARC thing. What a great, great concept.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So you can go, you take your pet to JFK if you're about to get on a plane, and it's like kind of like Frankie said, it's like a lounge for pets.
Right. It's before you board, and your dog or your cat doesn't have to be sitting there on the tarmac or in cargo.
Yeah.
They're pampered forever, so it's just wonderful.
It's a great, great, and me being an animal owner, I love that. Hey, Shelley, for our listeners who don't get New York One, you were a staple of their programming for years.
Yes, I was.
As their parenting expert. What was it that made those segments so unique?
Very authentic. I think the audience felt they could really relate to us, especially me. And it was information that was timely, quick tips. People are very busy. They want to cut to the chase. Give me the stuff I need. You know, I got to get out there and get into the world. So I think authenticity, Joe, exactly what you find here with your crew.
Yeah, it's so true. And me, I'm like today, I opened the 6 o'clock hour talking about how the little things, chatting with the kids in the car, and then as we left, we did a hug. And Mikey, I hugged my 15-year-old, which is like a 15-year-old.
I love that.
Boom, I went in and gave him a hug, and then my daughter was off to the right. My 13-year-old put my arm around her. She reached out to her brother. So we had like a group hug there, you know, as family. And it's so important to do. I almost lost a tear up for a second how beautiful that moment was, you know. But it's something
well
that you got to do. You got to do it, right, Shelley?
Yes.
I mean, you got to do it.
Yes.
Hey, so tell us, what are we going to be doing this week? What's happening in New York
this
week? This
is a Where to Go segment. And I just want to give people, parents, you – great places to go this week, this month. And because when you go someplace with your family, that's where you make memories. Those are the things that kids remember.
Yeah, and also
you never know what might spark an interest, a lifelong interest. Something might become a career that a child pursues just because you took them to a particular venue. And I bet if you think back, Joe, to the places your parents took you, there are tons of places that changed your life.
Yeah, for sure. Seaside Heights, New Jersey. I love that, going down the boardwalk, smelling the sausage, the sausages and the peppers, and the amusement rides. I remember that like yesterday.
You see that? And it stays with you forever.
Why does it do that? It's so funny. I can remember like yesterday, pulling up, the excitement that you had, the smells that you had off the boardwalk. I remember that like yesterday, Shelley.
You're looking at it through fresh eyes. You're surrounded by people that you love and love you. How could you go wrong?
Yeah, it's so true. Shelley, thanks a lot. You keep us posted on everything. And
Okay, so here are some places. Are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so first I'm sending you and Olivia and Charlie to a place that is real sweet. Feels a little bit like Santa's workshop, or it's as if you've been dropped into the North Pole. It's Gingerbread Lane at the New York Hall of Science. We're sending you out to Queens, Joe. There are over 1,000 gingerbread houses. It's delicious. These are edible houses. There are also gingerbread making workshops. So that's where I'm sending you and Olivia and Charlie. And that's NYSI. That's the website, NYSI.org. All right. Closer to home in the middle of New York City. Do you remember the Monkees, the musical group, the Monkees?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I was a kid. I remember them like yesterday.
Okay. Me too. So Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. He's going to be the headliner. Okay. And this is Winter's Eve, the 18th annual Winter's Eve at Lincoln Square. And it's presented by the Lincoln Square Bid. And it's New York City's largest holiday festival. It is absolutely fantastic. And it's free. Free November 27th on Monday. There are tons of musical and dance performances from around the world. You have circus performers everywhere. There is ice sculpting, arts and crafts, tree lighting. The best place to be, and it's right on Broadway, right near the Time Warner Center, all the way up to 70th Street.
Wow, this is great. This is great.
Okay, so mark that on your calendar. The next one is for everyone. That means that Al can take Jack, and Frank can take his longtime companion, and you can take all your kids. All right, the National Geographic Encounter Ocean Odyssey. Now, you've heard of that expression, swimming with the sharks, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, you are literally swimming with 20-foot-long sharks.
Wow.
These huge multimedia screens are everywhere. There are authentic sound effects, and it's so educational, so I am really recommending that one.
Where is that, Shelley?
It's 226 West 44th. Okay. And their website is natgeoencounter.com. And I think this is all going to be on Facebook so everyone can find it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I also want to give you a place for Boys Night Out so you can go with Frank and Al. All right?
We can't even get together. The three of us can't get together.
Maybe we can now.
Shelley, let us know because we will make this happen.
Perfect. This is absolutely perfect. It's a combination. It feels like a speakeasy. It's a combination of a speakeasy and a magnificent Victorian home. And Frank, you're going to love this. I know you love history. The site of Oscar Wilde, which is the name of the restaurant and bar, dedicated to the legendary Irish playwright. But Frank, the bar and the restaurant, it's on the site of the former headquarters of New York City's Bureau of Prohibition.
Oh, boy. Oh, I can resist everything except temptation, as Oscar Wilde himself said.
Okay, and for Al, they have 32 beers on tap. So
I'm in.
There you go. Okay. We're there. Go ahead.
Okay, and the last place, Jersey Joe, for you in Jersey, we are going to the Count Basie Theater.
Yeah.
You know the Count Basie Theater?
Red Bank is a great theater, yeah.
Okay. It's Seussical the Musical. So I would take Charlie to this one, your little one.
That's a great idea down there at the Red Bank. They do such a great job down there. Shelley, thanks. Keep us posted on all this stuff. But a bed and breakfast with Al and Frank, a little creepy, but I sure will.
No, it's a bar.
It's a restaurant and bar.
We're not sleeping over. Well, let's see.
We were all in one bed like the Three Stooges.
No. There's antiques everywhere.
No. You turned down staying in a room when we had a snowstorm. You think this is going to happen another time? Forget it. Come on now.
I'm like,
be like a roommate with these guys.
It sounds great, though. Oscar Wilde.
Shelly, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much. Shelly Goldberg right there. Where to go, Joe? A lot of places. You see, you forget. See? And a lot of you go in. It's not expensive. And you go around town. Me and Frank. And Al. In a bed and breakfast, in a little bed, in a double bed, just trying to sleep like the Three Stooges.
We had a snowstorm, and they said, Joe, you're going to room with Al.
I have a question. Why do the Three Stooges always end up in the same bed? Is anybody – can someone answer
Wait a minute. When the show was filmed, it was filmed in the 30s. You think everybody was independently wealthy and could afford their own room? You wouldn't have survived. You would have been like, no, I'm not.
Real wise guy. Yeah.
It was like, it was Shemp that did that. For crying out loud, the Three Stooges. I love it. Thank you, Shelley Goldberg right there. Where to go, Joe? Hey, Congressman Peter King will join us. He is fired up like I've never seen him about this tax reform. Sticking up for you as a New Yorker, certainly, and it comes over to us in New Jersey as well. Not being able, what is that, the salt they're using? Is that the expression that they use in Frankie Five Barrels for this, that you can't write off the taxes or something, the part of this tax reform bill that you can't write off? Congressman King will break it down for us. And then, you know what, by the way, if I can, before we go, we're going to go to the traffic in a second. Check out Food for the Poor. If you'd be so kind to go to AM970TheAnswer.com, check out the banner that says Food for the Poor. We're helping out Puerto Rico in a big way. So I'm proud to tell you about that. Kevin McCullough, who you know, Kevin McCullough Radio comes on 5 o'clock on AM970 The Answer right here. Kevin will join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to be telling you exactly how to give back to Food for the Poor and help out our dear friends in Puerto Rico. The number, by the way, for Food for the Poor, just if I can, 855-919-4673. Food for the Poor. You might want to check that out. And again, AM970TheAnswer.com. 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, with Jersey Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call. But right now, let's go to Brandy Scott. She's got the traffic on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still a slow go on the West Side Highway. If you're heading southbound, all lanes are temporarily closed because of a serious accident right before 57th Street. That's been out there for a while. You're on the brakes from around exit 17. On the northbound side, we've got a disabled vehicle as you approach 96th Street. That's blocking a lane there. You're stop and go from around exit 10. Another disabled vehicle, this one's on the lower level of the Verrazano Bridge, has one lane out moving westbound. 278 eastbound, the right lane is flooded by Cadman Plaza. That has you heavy from around 92nd Street. Harlem River Drive, you're packed southbound from Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. Westbound on the Grand Central, some heavy delays from Northern Boulevard to the BQE. The Cross Island northbound is jam-packed from the Grand Central to the Whitestone Bridge. We do have a crash on the Clearview southbound just after Northern Boulevard. You've got some heavy delays from around exit 6A. And checking your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George Washington Bridge, about 45 minutes on the upper level. Lower level, about a 35-minute wait. Inbound at the Lincoln will cost you 45, and inbound at the Holland, 30 minutes. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM970, The Answer.
It's that time of year when everyone is traveling and many of us want to bring our beloved pets. So imagine a luxury airside hotel for pets where your precious cargo is met with first-class accommodations. That's what you'll find at the recently opened Ark at JFK. Inspired by Noah's Ark, the Ark warmly welcomes cats, dogs, rabbits, birds, a pot-bellied pig, turtles, horses, and more, and is dedicated to providing a safe and comfortable pre- and post-travel experience for little Fido. From calming opera music, on-site veterinary service, climate-controlled accommodations, and a luxury pre-travel lounge for horses, the Ark at JFK is the best gift to give any pet when traveling this holiday season. Your furry friend or very special family member will say thank you. To learn more, go to arkjfk.com.
Did you know that each capsule of Balance of Nature has 10 complete servings of over 31 different fruits and vegetables? No fillers, no additives, nothing but 100% pure fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, Balance of Nature is the only pure whole food supplement available. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and you see, smell, and taste
taste real produce. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever, 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details, 1-800-246-8751, and use the promo code THEANSWER or go to balanceofnature.com, but please be sure to use the promo code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, 1-800-246-8751. Promo code THEANSWER.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. Now winners of 6 games in a row, the Army football team looks for its 9th victory of the season this Saturday on the road at North Texas. The Black Knights are in the midst of their best 10-game start to a season since 1996, and head coach Jeff Munkin credits his team with taking it 1 game at a time.
The philosophy of the program is having humility and realizing who we are, and we haven't won games because we're more talented or because we're coaching better or anything like that. It's because our guys have played hard and they're playing tough and they're executing the fundamentals.
It's Army at North Texas from Denton, Texas, this Saturday. Kickoff at 6:30 Eastern Time with coverage on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 6 with Black Knights game day. Army hockey and basketball tickets are on sale now. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Rich DeMarco. It's a 7:54. I just did the wires. I got too many wires. I have wireless headphones. That's what I need. I'm always getting it caught up on something. Hey, can I tell you about Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza? Anthony's Coal Fire. We love Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. You think about lunch today, this is where you want to go. We went there. I've been there. Louis Terminello, he's our sales chief. We went to Clifton. We walked in. We met Mark. Everybody could not have been nicer. The service, spectacular. Then, when I asked for broccoli rub, like I always get from my mom, they had broccoli rub at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza in Clifton. It was sensational broccoli rub, by the way. And they told me, Mark tells me, no freezers, no fryers, no microwaves, everything fresh. Then I meet the cheese guy there. I go to Englewood, had a great time at Englewood with Anthony Bruno, who started Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, and I meet a cheese guy. He goes, I'm in charge of all the cheese for all the Anthony Coal Fire. I said, yeah, the cheese is spectacular. Everything at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza you're going to love. Meatballs and martinis on Wednesday, $6 martinis while they pass around those delicious meatballs. Right, oh, this, the 800-degree coal ovens, the chicken wings, the coal oven roasted chicken wings that Alan and I love. I don't even eat chicken wings. I do when I go to Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. You're going to love Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. And they were featured in the New York Times, the best pizza chain in America, this by USA Today's Great American Bites. And you can get cauliflower pizza that is so good for you that tastes spectacular. We love Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, all right? And you will too. You can go on Facebook, follow Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza on Facebook, facebook.com/Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. Check out the locations, certainly in Clifton, in Englewood, all throughout the great state of New Jersey, White Plains, all across Long Island. Visit acfp.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon meteorologist at 7:57 on AM 970. The Answer, Joe, always appreciate you being with us. What is that, rain? We had rain, a little cool out there today, too, huh?
It's not bad right now. I mean, it's actually starting out above 50 degrees in some places. We've got some rain that's moving through the area right now. Within the next hour or so, most of that rain's well east of the city, and that's about it for the rest of the day. Maybe a shower in spots, but midday and afternoon hours, you should be able to get out and take a nice little walk for lunch. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. A little cooler tomorrow, upper 40s. Mm-hmm. And then I think we're going to get some rain at some point late Saturday or Saturday night. But then the weekend ends with some sunshine on Sunday.
You were on your bike last night. I know you were.
No, I was not. I've not been on my bike since Monday.
I heard things. I heard some things,
nope,
Joe.
Nope. I've not been riding the last couple of days. I'm going to try to run today.
I know it's killing you, Joe.
It's awful.
You sound great, man. Take care of you. Are you taking echinacea at least? Echinacea?
No, I don't have any.
Did you do the garlic yesterday?
I worked all day yesterday. I didn't have time.
To cook for yourself and get garlic. All right. Joey, we love you. Take care of yourself. We worry about you, all right? Okay. He's the man. Joe Lumberg, thank you so much. Joe, he had a little cold, a little laryngitis. And when you're sick like that, you really do. You have to stay off.
you stay off the bike. You can't go to the gym. You got to take care of yourself, right? And it's very, very hard for someone who's dedicated as Mr. Lumberger, who's one. He does 100-mile bike runs, and the guy is not biking to take care of himself, but that's a good thing. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. All right, you do not want to miss Congressman Peter King in the next hour. He is fired up like a, this is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet, Congressman King, but he is so dedicated to you as a New Yorker. To be a congressman, I'm telling you, you want to hear Congressman Peter King coming up with Radio Piscopo with Alan Frank coming right back at you. Don't you dare go.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for a bus groper in Brooklyn. Cops have put out surveillance video of a suspect who grabbed a 22-year-old woman last month on a B9 MTA bus. When the woman got off, he then moved on to a 17-year-old girl in the back. He fled when the girl began yelling at him, exiting near Ocean Parkway. A 38-year-old Hamburg, New Jersey man under arrest for allegedly turning semi-automatic guns into machine guns. Franklin Police Detective Nevin Matisic said Russell Watt was arrested at a metal shop not far from the local police station. Matisic said weapons seized included long guns, handguns, semi-automatic weapons, fully automatic machine guns, and hollow-point bullets. He added police are glad they put a stop to the gun-making so close to home. In sports, Seton Hall beat Indiana. Knicks over the Jazz. The Rangers lost to the Blackhawks. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.